Headline number two in our little news digest here. U.S. spent $5.6 trillion on war since 9/11, says study. Now, if you want real news, you either have to go to the U.K. or you got to go to Russia Today, RT. This is RT. RT.com. Mordor on the Potomac, emphasis mine, has expended a whopping 5.6 trillion smackaroos on wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Pakistan since 2001, according to a new study. That figure is more than three times what the Pentagon has claimed in official estimates. Research from the Watson Institute of International and Public Affairs at Brown University found that as late as September, the United States wars combined with additional spending on homeland insecurity and the Department of Offense and Veterans Malaffairs, all emphasis mine, has totaled more than $4.3 trillion since the 9/11 attacks in 2001. That number surged to $5.6 trillion once likely costs were added to fiscal year 2018, along with estimated future spending on veterans. The study noted...
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish, dear, and blow out the candle.
Oh, this is hysterical.
Here Look. They go!
Blows up. You should let it play because Curly runs out the room. That's one of the best episodes ever, by the way. The Three Stooges shorts. That's an ache in every steak.
Was that suitable enough?
That's plenty suitable enough. So happy birthday to 2-year-old Ada Youngblood. Her parents spell it A-D-A. I spell it A-T-T-A. Ada Youngblood. Rather than Mida. Ada Youngblood. Ada Youngblood. $5.6 trillion. Mere drop in the bucket. You'd think for that kind of money that, boy, this war on terror thing, this seems to have been profitable for someone. Gee, I wonder who. The Watson Institute claims to have used a more comprehensive estimate of the global war on terror, citing a total, now listen to this, total approximate cost of $23,386 per person, per U.S. taxpayer. The difference between this cost of war project estimate and other estimates is that it includes not only Pentagon, Department of Defense, military spending, but other war-related costs, including war-related spending by the State Department, Department of Veteran Affairs, Homeland Insecurity, and all the rest, says the report. Senator Jack Reed, who was hosting a panel of speakers on the topic yesterday, said the research is, quote, very important because it describes and quantifies the cost beyond just the narrow bounds of the Department of Offense. Even if we stop the wars today, we would still add $7.9 trillion to the national debt, said Senator Reed. Study supports that statement, noting the accumulated interest on the money borrowed thus far could add an additional $8 trillion. $8 trillion, dude. To the national debt over the next several decades. By 2056, a conservative estimate is that interest costs will be about $8 trillion.
I have a question. If it ain't real money, why do we care?
Because it is real money, and it has to be paid back by someone because there's going to be defaults on the money that was borrowed to print the money and to secure it. So when the defaults come, who gets to pay for that? Here's why you care. Who gets to pay for that? Oh, wait a minute. We made a mistake. Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and sort of, raise your taxes and at the same time lower your purchasing power by either deflating the currency, or inflating it, depending on which way it works best for us. As for the cost of specific wars, the study notes the two largest categories of expenses had been for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Special ops basically took out the Taliban with the Northern Resistance in November of 2001 at a cost of $2 billion. The revenge, in other words, for 9/11 and against Osama bin Laden was executed. But that never was the purpose of invading Afghanistan, where American troops are still there today and are still dying today. The purpose was war, war, war that would never end and would have an enemy that would never go away. Last I checked, Mohammedism has been around since about 650 A.D. 650! Let me do the math on that. Hunkalator.
A little north of 1,400 years?
More like...
1440?
1400 and chain. Yeah, 1440. That sounds about right. Maybe it's a couple of decades between friends. The point is, Mohammedanism is not going away. These morons that go on television and say, we're going to end radical Islam. No, you're not. The planet. God's tried to end radical Islam since 643 AD. Good luck with that.